Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ultra-massive transmission against tyranny lined up for you now, my friends, on this live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. Hard to believe that it's already Friday. Well, we've learned that the government used the Patriot Act against the ACLU to block them for months. It's not a month like the news is saying, for months and months, in a lawsuit they had filed concerning the Patriot Act. So you see now, suing the government, they come in and use the Patriot Act on you. They're using it against county commissioners, topless bars, pot dealers, to get people's medical records. They've said they'll use it for all crimes or all suspected crimes. There's nothing to do with terrorism. Homeland Security now says their mission is fighting terrorism and crime. And they're helping put up the face-scanning cameras nationwide. Well, now they've gone after Bev Harris. And Bev Harris, of course, corporate crime investigator, journalist, broken literally, it's got to be over 50 major news stories concerning massive, scientifically crafted election fraud, coast to coast, how the CIA covertly runs most of these companies. Well, I shouldn't say covertly. Vote Here. Is run by Robert Gates, former head of the CIA and a bunch of admirals, but she's been under investigation. They've been using the Patriot Act to keep her quiet about it, and now she's refusing to do it. Under investigation for exposing that coast to coast, Diebold and others have been stealing elections. It's admitted. Convicted computer crimes specialist, people have been convicted and given felonies, you know, are their vice presidents just caught manipulating votes with wireless transmitters in the machines, no ballot, no record, League of Women Voters on the dole, on the take, saying we don't want any records of how you vote, lobbying against Congressman Rush Holt's bill. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with. And she's written a 27-page article detailing this nightmare. It is on Infowars.com and being uploaded right now to PrisonPlanet.com. Bev Harris is joining us in 30 minutes, exactly 30 minutes from now. Then in the third hour, Dr. Dennis Cuddy worked inside the New World Order system and just an expert on 9/11, the globalist terror paradigm, you name it. And, of course, we'll also have wide-open phones to get into all the latest news and developments. The Secret Service wants your name, will subpoena this website. And it says the Secret Service has been harassing her, telling her not to tell the public that they're investigating her using provisions out of the Patriot Act. And then I have the article from Monday where the ACLU sues the government over the fact that they go into cases in businesses and computers and libraries and bookstores, you name it, and says, give us everybody's names, but don't tell anybody we were here ever, or you'll be arrested under terrorism. In fact, there's an execution clause in there, in Patriot Act 2, strengthening that. And now they're using Patriot Act 1 on these people, saying, yeah, you can't tell anybody about the suit until it finally got leaked out. So that's the new America, my friends. Has nothing to do with terrorists at all. Well, I guess it does. The globalists are the terrorists taking our right to vote away. And the average yuppie just can't face the horror that in every civilization that's had voting, there's been vote fraud, and that it's happening here again. Happened with Kennedy, LBJ, you name it, but couldn't be happening in an orchestrated, systematic event. When we've caught them hundreds of times doing it, we'll be right back.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now 8 minutes, 25 seconds into the second segment of this global transmission, this report against tyranny. As we chronicle the New World Order's sinister, and I mean sinister, activities. Yesterday, I didn't even get in to the unmitigated, unadulterated, massive, brutal, sadistic torture taking place against Iraqis in Iraq. And then last night, I had a chance, stuck in traffic for about an hour, to listen to neocon radio. I probably tuned into 25 different shows across the AM band. And they were celebrating the torture. They were celebrating forcing the homosexual activity on these poor people. They were celebrating having them hold electrical wires standing on a bread box over water. They were celebrating it. It's good. But at the same time, it's bad when Saddam does stuff like that, but good when we do it. See, I'm like Winston Smith in 1984. I've got to learn my doublethink to stay sane in an insane world. I've got to learn to love Big Brother every day. There's two more articles today where it says, Big Brother's actually good. Big Brother's actually helping. Big Brother wasn't so bad after all. Every day, I know you see the articles, I know you see it on the news. Big Brother's helping. Big Brother's here. It's so wonderful. He's our friend. If you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we actually had the photos up there 3 days ago. And for some reason, I never talked about it. I'll tell you why, for some reason. It's like when USA Today came out and said, oh, there were plans to fly, you know, drills to fly remote-controlled hijacked jet aircraft in the World Trade Center and Pentagon, done by the Pentagon. What do you know? You know, I almost didn't even cover that at first because, oh, that's such old news for us here on this broadcast. And again, I'm not tuning my horn. Oh, we're so advanced. Oh, we have all the answers. What I'm saying is that a lot of times when something's new to the country, new to the world, it's not new to this brain or to you, and torture, yeah. Look, why are you hearing about this torture now? Why did it come out on CBS News a few days ago? Why is it a big story? Because the hired thugs that they hired to do this, with violent histories as jail guards, you name it, because these idiots thought that it was so normal and so kosher and so acceptable what they were doing, because it was all being supported and mandated. They didn't think they were doing anything wrong. They were proud of it. You know, they didn't think it was a crime. And so they were emailing it around and giving it to people, you know, video stills. And I've talked to my sources in the media. Supposedly, this video is a lot worse. As usual, CBS is not showing you what really went on. It came out in the London Guardian and the Associated Press, 6 months ago, that at Camp X-Ray, and remember, the head general over Camp X-Ray, Brigadier General Rick Baucus, with a sterling record, resigned, and then they said, no, you're fired, almost 2 years ago, and he said, I refuse to torture anyone, much less innocent people, at Camp X-Ray. Well, then it came out later that last year, they finally had to release several hundred people who had no connection to any terrorist. And it came out that they would bring in prostitutes menstruating. And I hate to get into detail here, but this is what they did. And to a Muslim, that is just very unclean. I think to anybody, that is, much less just a prostitute, period. And made these men have sex chained down with prostitutes that were, well, I already said it. Now, that was in the Associated Press, but never in your big national news. It was on the news wires. I didn't see it in a single paper. Like Rick Baucus was in the AP. He gave a Rhode Island interview where he lives, talked about it, was in the AP. We called him. He said, look, I've been told to shut up. You know, I'm not going to come on. Kind of like the firefighters we call about the bombs going off. They talk at first and later shut up. But just amazing. And so the only reason you're hearing about this now is because the goons they hired to do the torture. And for 50 years, our government's trained the world how to torture. They trained Saddam how to torture. He went to CIA school for 2 years in Egypt and in the United States. He was trained in the most vicious ways to torture, the most vicious ways to kill, the most vicious ways to assassinate, with knives and rifles and bombs. An absolute killing machine. Killed hundreds of communists for the CIA. And then was put into power and lavishly tortured and lavishly did everything he did. So these idiots, these psychopaths, these sickos that did all this to these Iraqis, basically all of them are innocent. I mean, they just grab people randomly off the street if they don't have a license to sell tangerines. That's been in the Associated Press. Again, never in your news, never in your newspaper. Take them to the Halliburton-run FEMA camp. It's a private FEMA camp. They're at the airport. There's dozens of them around the country, but that's the big one. The only reason you're hearing about it, to make a long story short, is because these guys put the information out, and so they have to now say, we're going to discipline or fire, not court-martial, but fire this female general, oh, it's all her fault, and we're going to court-martial six of the goons. That's too kind a word. Six of the cowards. Don't call our troops cowards. Making men have homosexual sex together is a good thing. That's conservative. No, it's not. Your gun control, your open borders, your neocons isn't conservative, and neither is making a bunch of naked men. Well, I don't want to go into any more of it. I mean, come on. Look, in Road to Tyranny, in Masters of Terror, in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, in 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, in Order Out of Chaos, in the two books and two videos we've put out on 9/11, in these incredible docu-bombs, these info weapons, we have the New York Times, the AP, all of it going, with these people going, it's time to use rubber hoses and pliers, it's time to torture people. And the law enforcement magazines, yeah, let's torture people, and yeah, let's kill them, let's torture, torture's good. And then, not just in reality, but then in fiction, you know, chaining people down in 24 and Threat Matrix, blood spraying, torture, their bodies smoking, and the good guys have to do it and torture's good. School of America is for over 50 years, changed the name a year and a half ago. Train people worldwide, death squads, you name it, in the most, how to hook electrodes to people's sexual organs, how to do things I won't even mention on air, how to put a funnel in somebody's mouth and pour gallons of hot water down it, how to shoot Tabasco sauce up people's noses, how to pull fingernails out, and the psychology of how you're doing good by this. And the naive American people don't even care, aren't even aware of it. Aren't even aware of it. And so some of their sickos think it's totally legal, think it's okay. You know, they get Fox Television in the barracks where torture's good and how wonderful it is, and they're told to torture these people. So, hey, let's email the video. Let's pass photos out. Every few days I see a photo of troops making a child stand up saying, the Marines killed my father, raped my mother. I love them. And the child smiling, and the troops laughing behind them, troops with skulls on their tanks, troops with 666 on their helicopters. Reuters Television had all that. Just swarms of helicopters with 666 coming in. And the Arabs call us the Great Satan. I wonder why. But I really got sick last night, stuck in traffic, listening, just flipping through channels going, No, it can't be. And this is what I would hear. George Bush is a master. He's so incredible. He should have testified publicly. Oh, this commission's so liberal. Two of them walking out, you know, more theater. Oh, you know, the troops torturing these people. Well, they're terrorists. They're killing our people. We got to get tough. Level Fallujah. Kill them all. I mean, I'm living in Nazi Germany. I'm living in Nazi Germany. I'm living in it's just sick. And so I didn't last few days even cover the torture and the photos of people with hoods over their heads, in literal sheets with holes all in it, dirty, standing on top of bread boxes with water flowing beneath them with electricity hooked up to them. You know, men all piled up having to just engage in sexual activities. I don't even want to cover the Associated Press and the London Guardian, where it's admitted that they bring in prostitutes with these poor men chained down who have their devout religious beliefs and do this to them. But that's not the beginning of the torture. I mean, they say it's not torture when they fly them over naked, chained down on C-130s, all those photos of them naked on 23-hour flights, chained down naked with aircraft that aren't heated, literally going into hypothermia, a lot of them dying, putting them into containers and leaving them in the sun for 3 days. 3,000 of them, or much of the 3,000 died. Those that didn't, they lined them all up and machine gunned them. When four reporters got the news report and satellite phoned it in, they then got into the Northern Alliance territory and got whacked by some of the mercs, so they couldn't tell the full story. That's your loving government, who admits, by the way, they target and kill Western journalists. All admitted, right out in the open, right out there for everybody to see. And they put goggles on them, headsets on them, nose plugs in them, a mask over their face, they can barely breathe, chain their hands behind their back or in front of them, and make them sit on their knees. I want you to sit down right now and put your feet up underneath your knees and then be forced to lean back on that. You try that for 5 minutes. It's one of the most horrible forms of torture. Imagine having to hold your arms out to your side. Remember in football when you were bad, they'd make you hold the two helmets out to your side, and after a minute or two it became agonizing? Imagine having water flowing beneath you with high voltage hooked up to you for hours. Ah! Ah! Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Daddy, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Ben Harris, who had the United Nations, that's who runs the internet, shut down her websites for exposing Diebold's internal memos that the idiots had a link to on their website, defeated them in court. Now she's been the focus of harassment by the Secret Service and others using the Patriot Act, telling her to keep her mouth shut. So, see, it's to fight the evildoers that hate the freedom. That's what the Patriot Act is all about. And the terrorists attack us because they hate our freedom. I bet the terrorists would like to take our right to vote away. How about the terrorists are the types that would try to shut down a woman who's been exposing election fraud and making major news reports over and over again? So that's coming up, my friends. But, again, making somebody sit there with electrical wires in their hands on a bread box over water for hour after hour after hour, making people contort into weird positions, making people do unspeakable. Dozens and dozens and dozens have died at Camp X-Ray, have died at the camps in Iraq, and it's always suicide or an accident. But then our TV shows tell torture is good, and the news says torture is good, and they hire all these jail guards, send them to Iraq, and they're going to come back and do it to you. That's what it's all about, having our new ruling elite. Meanwhile, Bush and Cheney, together to keep their story straight, had a little meeting together yesterday with the 9/11 Whitewash Commission. Remember, they tried to have Henry Kissinger be the first so-called independent head of it. It's like having Jiang Zemin investigate Mao Zedong. And they go in there for this closed-door meeting, and the major report is that Senator Kerry and one of the other buffoons left for other meetings. Oh, how disrespectful of the leader. That isn't even the issue. It doesn't even matter. They're all New World Order. Mr. Kerry was a hit team commander running giant torture squads, admittedly, that killed tens of thousands of people in South Vietnam. The corrupt South wanted your business or your wife. You're supposedly a Viet Cong. We're going to torture you, and Mr. Kerry helped run that. So, I mean, it's just a sick joke, my friends. And Bush came out. I heard this on NPR. I was out working on a new video last night. Didn't get to watch it. But I did hear the audio, and I did record it because I had the VCR set for midnight when it re-aired on C-SPAN. Bush goes, if I had anything to hide, I wouldn't be talking to the commission. If I had anything to hide, man, how guilty is that? If I had anything, I'm not a crook behavior. And all these softball questions by the reporters, I just heard some snippets of it. I haven't watched the video yet. I just heard Bush say that. I mean, what a joke. What a sick, sick, sick joke. And they didn't put Bill Clinton under oath. They didn't put George Bush under oath. They didn't put Dick Cheney under oath. As if they follow an oath. Despite that, I mean, we've caught them lying to us hundreds of times. You know, the Spain bombings were very suspicious. 10 precision bombings right before an election. The police had been out in their big squads right before the attack. Weren't letting people on certain trains. This is out of the major Spanish papers. It was on 3/11, 911 days after 9/11. Very, very serious. And then a few weeks ago, when they were going to bust some of the bombers, supposedly, the Spanish news reported, we just talked to the police, they're planting bombs in the building. The police are. We just saw them doing it, and then they just said it's for everyone's safety. That's what they said. And suddenly the whole building blows up, and no, that report was wrong. The terrorists blew themselves up, but now we can't talk to them because they're all dead. Well, BBC reports, and it's the same thing every time, Spain suspects were informants. Oh, they're always living with the FBI, living with MI6 or MI5, or living with and having their cars and credit cards and homes paid for by the intelligence agencies. The Spanish Interior Minister says it is investigating reports that two suspects in the 11 March Madrid train bombings were police informants. The move came after Spain's El Mundo newspaper said that Moroccan Raif Zur and Spaniard Jose Emilio Suarez had been in contact with police before the attacks. The men are suspected of providing dynamite for the attacks, which killed 191 people. Yeah, like the FBI through an Egyptian security force agent, Salam, giving him the bombs, telling him to carry out the bombing. He says, no way, records the FBI in the First World Trade Center bombing, telling him to go ahead and bomb the building. That's your loving government, folks. Same thing every time. It never ceases. It's the same thing over and over again. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are abstracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up here in just one moment, we're going to have the premier expert on electronic voting machine fraud, run by, in her words, companies with no visible means of support, with their boards heavily infested with defense industry types, former CIA directors, you name it. So that's coming up here in a few minutes, and then she's been under investigation, or part of an investigation, and she's been harassed mightily, and the Secret Service told her to keep her mouth shut and not to talk, and just things got worse and worse, so now she's going public. She's written a detailed 27-page report about this, and it's at blackboxvoting.org. It's also on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They've been trying to bring down her site. All types of stuff. You need to go to her website. She has her book free for download, an incredible book. I think you should buy a copy there, a hard copy. Mirror it on your website. Make sure this gets out. Because by the time you see it in your mainstream newspaper, it's just, oh, there's a few problems with the voting machines. Yeah, like engineers quitting and saying it's a total fraud, and vice presidents being convicted hackers, and wireless machines manipulating votes in real time being caught, and then, oh, it's just an accident, and again, it's all coming up here in just a few minutes. Just some major bombshell events for you. But before we do that, we've launched PrisonPlanet.tv. And we did this because with 20 million visitors a month, up from 8 million just a few months ago, we're growing geometrically. I keep having to pay for more servers. In fact, I put in an order for another server yesterday. That will make it five. We have to. The fifth server will just be so all our subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv never have slowdowns. And again, that also supports the other servers. PrisonPlanet.tv, every week I'm going to put up an hour report. This week's report's going to be about an hour and a half long. Every week I'm going to put together another documentary basically for you. And it'll be for subscribers, and then after a few months I think we'll put it on the main site if we can handle the bandwidth. But weekly text reports for subscribers, audio, you know, our best interviews, all my films. When a new film comes out, it'll go on there for a few weeks first before it's even released on VHS or DVD. We're about to put Watson and my book up there. Please go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up for 15 cents a day if you buy a year subscription, 19 cents a day if you buy a monthly subscription. A cup of coffee costs you 99 cents if it's a gas station, $2, $3 if it's Starbucks. You can spend easily 19 cents a day. We need your support. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go sign up today. If you want my documentary films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, these videos are waking up 90% of those that see them. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to our secure, safe online shopping cart, and order the videos. You're authorized to make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Put them on Access TV. Get them out to everybody. They're $25.95 apiece, all over 2 hours long. $20 if you order three or more of any of the videos. And we got books from great authors and researchers from $5 to $25, because some of the books are 800 pages long. A bunch of other authors' information on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And I'm now carrying Jews for the Preservation of Firearms video, the best pro-gun history of mass murder after gun control video out there. It is an incredible film. We're now carrying that. You get three Uncle Jack comic books to deprogram people about gun control when you order the video on VHS or DVD. So again, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I get really fired up on the days where I've already done several interviews. I did an hour and 50-minute interview on K-Talk in Salt Lake City and another interview, so I'm pretty pumped up right now. Let me just read a few paragraphs from a 27-page article. Then we'll get to Bev Harris, who's being persecuted, and who is a modern American hero, one of the best and brightest people I know of. And if we had more like her, we would save this country. And if more of you don't stand up, it's over. Blackboxvoting.org, main story. The Secret Service wants your name, will subpoena this website. And by the way, they read every word. Hi, Agent Mike. This investigation no longer passes the stink test, Bev says to him through the communication. He says not to tell folks about the investigating they are doing. I have cooperated ad nauseum to this absurd investigation of the Vote Here hack, which looks to me like it's something entirely different. I'll tell you what it looks like to me, a fishing expedition. It appears that they may be using the Patriot Act, which we found out they are, just like they told the ACLU they couldn't talk about a lawsuit against the Patriot Act, under the Patriot Act, to circumvent some of the civil rights protections laid down in the 60s. You see, it is illegal for a government agency to go in and demand the list of all members of a group. And you can investigate leaks to journalists by going in and grabbing the reporter's computer. After the Diebold memos were leaked, put on their main website, folks, and my website was shut down, around the time of the California recall election, which Diebold basically ran, I started getting solicited to accept Vote Here software. I didn't bite because it was obvious that it was an entrapment attempt. Okay, a word about Vote Here. This is the company that has no visible means of support. It doesn't seem to sell anything. Its board is heavily infested, as all voting companies are, with defense industry types. A former CIA director, Robert Gates, now heads George Bush's School of Government. He's on the board. And Admiral Bill Owens, also vice chairman of SAIC and a member of the Defense Policy Board, with Mr. Pearl and Wolfowitz, a very close friend of Cheney, Washington Secretary of State, Ralph Munro, and others. And it says, under the Patriot Act, hacking crimes were turned over to a new division called the Cyber Crimes Division and placed under the auspices of the Secret Service. And let me tell you what they want from me now. They want the logs of my website with all the forum messages and the IP addresses. That's right, all of them. A giant fishing expedition for every communication of everyone interested in the voting issue. This has nothing to do with Vote Here hack investigation, and I have refused to turn it over. Now, understand, this is a chilling effect. They went after universities that posted the Diebold documents, and finally they backed them off and defeated them. Criminal documents showing the manipulation of our elections, showing the cover-up, showing up the holes in the software that somebody linked on their page that they found on the server, no hacking, just clicking. Then they went after Bev. She defeated them, and now they're after her again, telling her not to speak out, not to defend herself. She's doing the right thing, fighting back. Whenever they grab you for something, state, federal, or local, they'll tell you, shut up, and we'll go easy on you. That is a complete fraud. If we stood up to this persecution, they couldn't get away with it. Bev, thanks for holding for 7 minutes while I ranted and raved. Good to have you on.
It's good to be back, Alex.
I talked to you during the break, and I mentioned what had happened with, and I know you're busy with the voting issue, and you weren't aware of it, ACLU suit questions FBI methods of obtaining records. What's happening to you right now? The American Civil Liberties Union disclosed Wednesday that it filed a lawsuit weeks and weeks ago challenging the FBI's methods of obtaining many business records, but the group was barred from revealing even the existence of the case until now under the Patriot Act, but finally it was leaked. They threatened to arrest ACLU lawyers, saying talking about your suit against us is an act of terrorism. Same thing they're trying on others. Go ahead, Bev.
This is getting outrageous. It's absolute misuse of the Patriot Act. And this is basically just, it's taking something and another blank check. In other words, we just gave them a blank check with the Patriot Act and said, do whatever you want. And they are.
Well, they wrote it for the general public, and they said they're going to use it on the public in their congressional testimony, but then when they talk to the media, they say, oh, no, it's not for the public. They're already using it against pot dealers, you name it.
Yeah, they began using it against all kinds of silly things. They used it against eBay once on some kind of a credit card thing. And I actually wrote something up about this, about a year ago. I never dreamed it was going to be me next, but, you know, this is the way it's going to
be.
Well,
Bev, you're hitting them and hitting them hard, because the three major voting companies all have CIA people on the board, obvious Defense Department funding, taking over our voting. We've caught them coast to coast. Give people an overview of what's happening and then now what the attack you're under.
Well, the attack I'm under, the attack the industry's under, because I think that's what's really spurring it. What happened in California last week has got them absolutely running for cover, because you have now the California Voting Board recommended to the Secretary of State that he decertify Diebold in four counties and turn them over for criminal prosecution. So you see, we're drawing blood at this point, and rightly so, because the documents that were leaked last week were Diebold's own lawyers' memos, in which Diebold's own lawyers are telling Diebold it's been committing crimes, and its lawyers are sitting there discussing how to lie to the Secretary of State. It doesn't get much worse than this. So, yes, funny thing, just as this happened,
Let's stop calling him Diebold the CIA. So the CIA is in a lot of trouble.
Well, whoever is involved with it is in a lot of trouble. No question about it. They don't like the fact that they're getting caught. And by the way, Bob Yurosevich, president of Diebold Election Systems, said in front of the California voting panel, "We were caught. I'm sorry." Now, what does that mean? He didn't say we made a mistake. He said we were caught. You see, this is where we've come to. And the fact that this company can even be, it's still counting votes, although, by the way, California decertified it. most of the country. It's going to be the largest company counting votes in 2004.
Now, I have an article here where it says that two brothers are going to own and control 80% of it.
Right. Bob Yurosevich, who I just mentioned, the fellow who said we got caught, is the president of Diebel Election Systems, and the other biggest company, Election Systems and Software, is one of the executives there is his brother, Todd Yurosevich. Together, they founded Election Systems and Software, and now they two different brothers own, are in management at two different companies that control 80% of the vote.
Now, again, for people that just joined us, Diebold Engineers have gone public, said it's a complete fraud, makes it to a few regional papers, never in the national news. You've talked to all the big reporters. They all want to do it. They've been told no. Diebold has convicted felons running elections in the last California election. They've been caught with wireless transmitters. The other companies, right here in Austin, Michael McCall, down in the polls, but he's married to the Clear Channel owner's daughter. Clear Channel was his biggest contributor. He was Janet Reno's personal lawyer, a good Bush Republican, covering up Chinagate and Waco. Despite the fact that he's down in the polls, I said, no, he's going to win, because guess what? Guess who owns Hart Inner Civics that 80% of his ballots were counted on? Clear Channel is his biggest contributor. He's married to the family, and they own the voting machines, Bev.
Well, and Tom Hicks, by the way, is a big Clear Channel person, and he has a large, large stake in that company. So yeah, these companies are not independent. And by the way, there are voting machine companies that produce paper ballots that are independent, that are honest businessmen. There are three of them that are out there. They've been certified. They've been used in elections, but we're not buying from the good companies.
But the federal mandate, the billions of dollars, is mandating these touch screens. How do we stop them?
Well, understand something. What I just said there, there's three companies who are making touch screens with a paper ballot. They're very good companies. It's just that the county officials are not buying their equipment. They're telling everyone a complete lie and saying they're not certified. They are.
They like the special machines.
They like the ones you can't audit. Which is basically the only difference is the ones without the paper, no one can check up on them to see what happened.
Now, where's the League of Women Voters? They've been energetically trying to block Rush Holt's bill to have a paper ballot off the machine. They've been battling that. They don't want people to know about that. Where is that right now?
Well, let me tell you about the League of Women Voters. They're fixing to have a meeting in June, and their local chapters are going to have it out with the national chapter, because the local chapters, by and large, want a paper ballot. The national chapter, for some mysterious reason, is absolutely dead set against it. And so I'm going to join the League of Women Voters, by the way. Don't you think I should?
I think you should.
I think I should be there. And I encourage everybody else who believes in fair voting and an honest election and a paper ballot to join the League of Women Voters, and let's all show up at their national meeting and voice our opinion.
Well, imagine the premier guardians of the Republic guarding the vote, going, we do not want any record of the voting.
Exactly, and I'll tell you something right now. If the League of Women Voters was on the right side of this issue, we would already have national legislation to protect our vote.
Well, the globalists are Trojan horse masters. I mean, we'd have our Second Amendment back if it wasn't for the Trojan horse NRA, but people can't get their minds past the label that the NRA is worse for guns than Chuckie Schumer. And I mean that when I say it. Now, let's go back here, Bev. You're under attack. This Secret Service agent, how did this start? What's going on? Break this down for people.
Well, it started legitimately in a way. Vote Here claimed that it was hacked. Now, I say claimed because this is a company that's run by CIA cryptographers who specialize in security. So I have to say, it's a little odd, the timing, and it seems a little unusual that someone would be able to hack into such a place. But they claimed they were hacked. And at the same time, I had received these solicitations for the Vote Here software, which I didn't take. I felt it was entrapment. I didn't bother. What I got was an email that said, click this link for Vote Here software. Now, this was ridiculous because Vote Here had announced it was going to be putting its software on the web as open source momentarily. So the idea that you would go and get it in some clandestine way when it was going to be out there anyway. And I don't know anyone who's interested in their software. They don't sell anything. They're not anywhere, you know. We have better things to look at. Be that as it may, because I had gotten this solicitation, I did not feel it was inappropriate to talk to the people who were investigating this so-called hack. And the first thing I did was tell them, make sure there was even a crime. Because it sounds to me like this may have been not really a crime. This may have been an effort to get more information. Well, then as they began supposedly investigating this Vote Here hack, they spent almost all their time asking questions about the Diebold memos, which have nothing to do. This is two different companies.
And they admit that Diebold, somebody put it on their open server, obviously leaking it. No one had to hack to get this, and they admit that.
Well, they don't even... It's worse than that. When they investigate this, they say that we're not interested in that, and we don't care how the Diebold thing happened, but then all of their questions have to do with that. So it's like, well, what are you investigating here? Are you investigating Vote Here? Are you investigating this other thing? And then most recently, the agent made sort of a pointed reference, and he said, by the way, I was on the plane with you recently. And I was like, well, what are they doing now? Trying to tell me they're following me? This is silly.
Well, let's give their names when we get back.
Okay.
For your protection, yeah, I think you need to be very careful, Bev. The Central Intelligence Agency does not appreciate you trying to stop them from overthrowing this country, as they've done 100 third world nations. We're not your slaves. We're not your property. We're the real patriots. We will defend against you to the hilt. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right. We're talking to Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. Spread the word. Mirror her site. get the information act, get the information out, to act on it, warn everybody. Bev Harris, continuing with this agent who's telling you not to talk to the public, how many meetings have you had with him? What's his name? How many agents have you talked to? What are you dealing with right now?
Face-to-face meetings, it's been either two or three, and then at least three more by telephone interview. He brought an FBI agent with him one time. He now tells me that he wants me to talk to the United States attorney. I actually did put his full name on the web, and then I'm not going to do that. I'm calling him Agent Mike. Mike is his first name. I'm going to give them an opportunity to behave correctly. One more. Now, the minute I get a subpoena or I end up with these federal marshals at the U.S. Marshals at my house, which is, I've been told may happen, you know, grabbing things, at that point everything is going to have to go public. But I'm going to assume maybe they just overreached and they'll rethink things. We'll see.
Well, look, they're very upset that all this is coming out.
Absolutely. They are not happy campers.
Well, Bev, so you don't want people to know this guy's name. Why?
I just tend to do things in a sequential fashion, and I think we've outed the situation here, and I have lawyered up so that they have to go through that, and I don't, you know, there's between you and me, there's nuts out there who do stupid things, too. I don't really want to have his family targeted or anything like that.
Well, that's not going to happen. None of us want anything like that, but we need to know, you know, these guys want to sneak around when they're public servants. We need to know who's telling you to keep your mouth shut.
Oh, yeah. He works for the Secret Service, not the FBI, but he works for the Secret Service, and he's in the Seattle office. And, well, you know, he may just have actually believed this story about Vote Here. I don't know.
But you say he keeps bringing up Diebold.
Yeah,
I mean, we need to know who our public servants are and what they're doing.
And the timing of his calls doesn't make sense either. Every time there's a big news event with Diebold, I get a call, you know. And it's like, well, what does this have to do with Vote Here?
Well, look, the government's already shut your website down once and then tried to shut universities down that were exposing public information. But they're trying to stop the truth. This character may be just a useful idiot, but, you know, for the record, it's good to know who's doing this. Now, he's telling you not to talk. What does he say to you?
Well, he feels that, you know, if I talk about it, it'll alert the other witnesses. Oh, let me tell you this. I have not told this in public yet. You get a scoop. Not a small one. One of the reasons I decided to go public, you see, is he was investigating a couple of other people who had some documents that might be of interest, or he said he was. And actually, their documents are a lot more responsive to the Vote Here hack than mine are. And so I asked him when he started demanding that I come in and do all these things, I said, well, have you talked to these other two people or asked them for their documents, which are actually responsible? Well, he had not. Now, originally he said, you know, don't tell anybody about this because I don't want the other people to know that, you know. And if he's really investigating a crime of a hack into Vote Here, that's plausible. But then if you don't even go talk to those people and you don't ask for their documents, which are very responsive, and then you keep coming back to me, then we're up to something else altogether. And at that point, I just said, okay, you know, enough's enough. If you were serious about Vote Here, you'd be asking for, you know, the stuff that I told you to ask for and who to ask. And so, no, they seem to be wanting my stuff. And the stuff he's asking for makes no sense. For example, he says he wants the web logs from my site during the time of the Vote Here hack. Well, my site was shut down during that time. We discussed that it was shut down due to the Diebold cease and desist. So there wouldn't be any web logs. And then it's like, well, you're not going to give them to us? Well, you're being uncooperative. And about that time, my lawyer said, well, you may now see some U.S. Marshals showing up trying to seize your computer. Well, that would be just a ruse, then, if that's the case.
Well, it's very important that everybody mirror blackboxvoting.org right now. Would you agree with that?
I think it's important to have that ability out there.
Okay, stay there. A lot of other news concerning the election fraud itself when we get back in the second hour. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. but if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.